Okay, so first off, I'm going to start off this interview by stating my name. I'm Bryce Brown. I did this interview on November 7th, 2015 at approximately 12 p.m. I'm interviewing Christy Jett Brown for my World History 225 course for James Madison University. So first off, let me start off by stating that I'm interviewing you because you've worked at a bookstore in the past. So let me ask you, what bookstore did you work at, and for like roughly how long did you work there?
Sure. I worked at a campus bookstore when I was in college for my undergraduate degree. It was the bookstore for Gulf Coast Community College in Panama City, Florida.
Okay, so would you say that working there was a good working environment? Like, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I actually really liked it. The part that I liked about it was it allowed me to help pave my way through school. It also helped me, I think, kind of build a sense of community for me. I was not from Florida and I didn't know anyone there, so I felt like working in the bookstore was a way for me to try to get to meet people among my school community that otherwise I really wouldn't have had a chance to know, and not only students but I would say faculty members too.
So you started working there just when you applied, like when you got on campus?
It took a little while for me to get the position. I moved down there, found an apartment, and started taking classes. And I had family in the area, so I just knew that I needed a way to try to supplement my income while I was taking classes. And I entered some applications around town, but eventually got a call back and started working at the bookstore on campus, which was great because the pay was actually really good. This was 20 years ago, so we're talking 1995, but for me, I felt like it was good money and it helped me pay my tuition when I was kind of struggling to do that on my own.
Okay, so so from when you started working there throughout your time working at this bookstore, so did you see any changes in what you had to do at your job there, or any like changes in the store like as a whole?
I would say not necessarily in the time that I was there. This was in 1995, so this was before cell phones, before the internet. The main thing that we helped students with was the purchase of their own textbooks. So today, if you need a textbook for a course, you have a couple of options. You could either go to your campus bookstore and purchase it there. Mm-hmm. You could buy it online from an internet retailer. You could even rent textbooks now, but
yeah,
back then that was not an option.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to your campus bookstore, you gave them the list of your courses, and you purchased the books there. So that was the main thing that we took care of. And while I was there, no, I wouldn't say that I saw a whole lot of kind of growth or change during that period.
Alright. So, so would you say this store, this campus bookstore, would you say it was a smaller end store or like bigger end? Or what would you think it would be?
I definitely feel like it was smaller end. This was a small community college.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a major university, so not very big on even, we did carry some retail items, but I would say a very small percentage of what was carried in the store was that. I also eventually ended up taking some classes at Florida State University, and so I never worked in the bookstore there, but just being a student and walking into that environment, it was very different from the bookstore at this smaller community college. They obviously catered to students who were there for an entire 4 years and a much, much larger student population than the community college bookstore where I worked.
Okay, so did this store, you said it was a college bookstore, so did it sell like specific type of books or like more different varieties of books, would you say?
I would say, I mean, obviously the main thing that they focused on was the academic needs of the students there, so the textbooks that would match up with their courses, but they also did carry a small section of books that I would say would be for pleasure reading. So some popular fiction of the time, a couple of maybe popular nonfiction titles, but that was a very small percentage of what they offered. The main thing that they were there to meet the need for was to get those academic textbooks in the hands of the students for their courses.
Okay, so when you would work there, would you ever really notice, like, did it get really busy, like, at the beginning of, like, semesters, or did it really not see that much business, or what would you think it was like?
Well, definitely at the start of the semester, that was the busiest time. As soon as student schedules came out or students would register, they would come in and sometimes with their parents, sometimes alone. It just depended on the student, but 9 times out of 10 they would have that course printout with all of their different courses on it, and they would just come in to really fulfill those needs. I would say after that initial start of the semester, the volume of people that would come in would always decrease, and it was very, very slow towards the middle and end of the semester. Obviously at the beginning is when everybody's trying to get those textbooks, so that was the big rush.
Okay, so with that said, with your past experience working in this bookstore, do you think that today's process of buying books has changed that much from buying books in the past and the process that you had to go through to obtain a book? Or
I really do, and actually I can kind of shed some additional light on that, because I went on to finish my undergraduate degree, and then I got a master's degree in education, and then I worked on an add-on endorsement in library science. And so today I actually work as a high school teacher librarian. So part of what I do today is purchase books, and that's a very big part of my day-to-day job. So just having seen that environment 20 years ago and how things were purchased compared to what my job looks like today, it is drastically different. Back then, the ordering and purchasing of books to carry in the academic bookstore was not my job, but I did obviously see how the managers handled that and things like that. So they would just work, place their orders through major publishers, and then the books would just be shipped to the bookstore. And so for me today, I have a huge range of different possibilities. I can buy, and I'm sure that this is the same for academic bookstores in addition to my job where I work as a high school teacher librarian. I can order books from Amazon. I can order ebooks for my students. I can order audiobooks for my students. If a student has a special need, or an accommodation that needs to be met, I can help meet that need by buying the version of the book that would best suit that student. I can shop for price, best prices, by comparing different retailers online and seeing which ones are going to give me the best deal. Leaps and bounds different than what it was 20 years ago, obviously because of the emergence of technology in the field of books and academic libraries.
Okay, interesting. So how do you think your experience working at this, at you said at a college bookstore back then, would differ from one today at my college at JMU or anywhere else? Like, if you could give some like similarities and differences of what you think it's like on from back then and like what it is today.
I would say completely different. So today in major university bookstores, you're going to walk in and find all kinds of not only textbooks, but you're going to find things that students would need, such as flash drives, cell phone chargers, maybe extra memory that they need to purchase for their laptops. So these were things that didn't even exist 20 years ago. So that wouldn't have, you know, even been thought of to be on the stores of a bookshelf in an academic or a college bookstore 20 years ago. So something else that's probably a lot different that I notice in a lot of major universities is a lot of retail merchandise that students can purchase that is tailored to their university. So, you know, whether it be UVA or JMU, you walk into their bookstore, there's kind of like a little mini section that sells sweatshirts and t-shirts and lanyards and things like that. Very, very small percentage of maybe one or two t-shirts is something that was offered way back in 1995. But that is, I would say, a market that's probably expanded a great deal in the 20 years since I worked there. What other similarities and differences? I would just say another, you know, just I see from walking in, they're trying to just meet every possible need that the student might have, whether it be energy bars by the counter or bottles of water, you know, everything that the student might possibly need in between classes is available for purchase. And that wasn't necessarily the thought process or how things were, you know, way back 20 years ago when I worked there.
Okay. So, so do you think there's, I noticed in a lot of my classes that instead of hard copy books, some kids will have these electronic books and stuff like for classes. So do you think that these modern day ebooks or electronic books are good for this generation and like for the rest of the world to have? Why or why not?
I think that ebooks, we saw, because I have been a teacher librarian and I've actually worked in high school libraries for the last 10 years, so I can really speak to that a great deal. We saw a huge push and kind of a lot of fanfare about ebooks when they first came out. With the high school library that I work in, we have over 20,000 ebooks that are available for free for students. And honestly, the statistics, we saw a great surge in students reading ebooks, I would say 3 to 4 years ago. But statistics are showing that students are going back to print resources. It also depends upon the genre that they're looking at. If they want something for, if it's a nonfiction, let's say they're doing some research, traditionally they'll go for the digital resources, where if it's fiction and they want it for pleasure reading, they traditionally want print. And that's not 100% of the time. I have some students who want all ebooks, but not the majority of them. I think in reference to college textbooks, like at a college bookstore, it's a really, I mean, it's a good way to help our environment, because with a college textbook, you only need it for a semester, and then you're, if you get a paper copy, you're forced with either having to resell it or have it sit on your shelf and probably you won't look at it very much in the future. The benefit of ebook is that it's a lot less expensive to the student up front, and there's a, you know, less impact on our environment because the book is a digital book versus, you know, obviously using trees to make the paper copy.
Okay. So do you think that bookstores will begin to diminish and like dwindle as today's technology grows and develops?
That is a great question. I think I'll reference back to that kind of big ebook push over the last, I'm going to say 3 to 4 years. In the local area that I live in, we actually saw 2 major chain bookstores close down at the height of, you know, Amazon and, you know, people grabbing Kindles and e-readers and reading books on their iPad and things like that. But within the last year, those have reopened. And so I think we're just going to see a personal preference mix moving forward. You're always going to have people who want that traditional print copy, and then some people who maybe their brains are wired a little bit differently and they're maybe more from the digital native time frame. Maybe it's a generational thing too, that they would prefer reading from that ebook format. But it's very interesting to me, and it's very telling to me that just over the, you know, time frame of 4 to 5 years, we saw that initial boom for ebooks and e-readers and things like that, and now it's kind of settling down a bit, and we are also seeing that love of print books in addition to ebooks.
Okay, so to backpack off that, to talk about with this modern day technology and these ebooks, do you think that in the classroom, when kids are trying, when they're like required to read books and stuff like that, do you think that like these kids will prefer to buy these ebooks, or do you think that they'll want to buy these hard copy books as we keep going? And do you think in the classroom we'll see increasing number of electronic books instead of the hard copy books that have been used in the past in classrooms?
That's a good question too. A lot of school divisions are looking, instead of purchasing new textbooks for their students, they are going to issuing devices for their textbooks. And so at the beginning of the school year, I'm talking about traditional public schools, instead of, you know, at the beginning of the school year being issued textbooks for all of your courses, some school divisions are going to issuing that electronic device with all of the ebooks preloaded, and that is what the student is to use throughout the course of the year. So that is a trend among many school divisions that we're seeing now. Cost-wise, it makes sense, and I also think, you know, we are part of a digital age now, and so there's probably academically going to be a bigger push for ebooks all around, I would say, in universities in addition to public schools. You're going to see more of a focus on that cost-wise and just meeting, you know, the needs of students who are digital natives and who have known digital technology since they've been around and born. As far as pleasure reading goes, I really think there are still pockets, that huge pocket of people who love that print book in their hands. They like to flip the pages of a book. They like that sensation. Exactly.
Okay, so I'm assuming you buy books for yourself.
Correct.
So, have you began to buy more books recently than you did in the past? Or, what's your idea on that? Like, what have you been doing?
For personal reading?
Yeah, for personal reading.
Yes. I actually have a digital reader, and I still go to the bookstore, and I still purchase books that are print. And I I have a bigger tendency towards reading print books. But yes, I still buy books. There's something to me that's very soothing about walking into a bookstore and just kind of looking around and checking out the shelves. I feel like it's a very relaxing experience, and I notice the same thing in conversations with other people. I think it's a cultural thing for us in the United States that we, you know, cherish books and bookstores and just the process of looking through literature and writing.
Mm-hmm. So, to backpack off that question that just popped into my mind, do you think since all these books are starting to become online stuff, do you think since all these bookstores are not getting that much attention and stuff, do you think that a lot of authors' books won't be that recognized, since people won't be going to books and like there won't be people there letting people know about the variety of authors and genres? There's just going to be online like database and no one really to help you have that personal feel, like you said, to figure out what they would want to read and what's a good read for them. So
that's a really good question. And so part of what authors have started doing is they've started their own, a lot of authors are on social media now. A lot of authors have their own blogs and websites. A lot of authors pay for sponsored posts on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And so that is changing the face of how authors relate to their readers. A lot of authors have a social media relationship with their readers. You know, readers will tweet at the author and the author will tweet back at the reader. So that's actually changed how, you know, authors market themselves. When they used to just depend maybe on their publicist and a book tour to do it, they can now hop on their smartphone and have a conversation with a reader, you know, by chat, over a tweet, on a blog post, so anything like that. That's a really good question, and that is something that I've definitely seen evolving over the last couple of years.
Okay, so personally, what is your favorite place to buy your books from, and why would that be?
Locally, we have two bookstores that are major chain retailers. There's one called, there's just Barnes & Noble, and there's Books A Million, and I appreciate those, and I like going into those. Sometimes they're very busy and overwhelming, and sometimes I just feel like a little too commercial at times for me. So I really personally like independent, small bookstores. There's one in our local area called The Griffin, and just very eclectically decorated, and they have a little coffee bar in the back, and so things that you would find there, you wouldn't necessarily be able to walk into a major chain bookstore and find, but everybody in my local area who is a book lover knows of that location and frequently shops there.
Okay. So like you said earlier, you have a Kindle, like you said, right?
Correct.
So do you think this ebook thing is easy and good, like a good way to find books? Do you just talk about that for a little bit?
Well, honestly, for me and my Kindle, I sometimes get offers for free ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's free and if it's something that I might want to read at a later time, I go ahead and load it onto my Kindle so that it's there and available.
Mm-hmm.
I would say out of my reading, probably 20 to 25% is electronic on my Kindle, while the vast majority, you know, I'd say at least 75% is through print resources for me personally, and that's just my personal preference.
Okay, so to kind of wrap things up, I'm going to bring it back to how you're today, you're currently a librarian, and so as do you see kids coming into the library and checking out books more from the time you started out as a librarian, or has it increased? Has it stayed the same? Just what's your opinion on the usage of your library that you're at today?
So libraries are just like books, with the kind of evolution of ebooks and digital prints over the last decade, I'd say. Libraries are in a state of change as well. When I was a kid, all you went to the library for was to have story time and to read. But libraries today are definitely, we're trying to meet the needs of 21st century learners. So we have all kinds of things that hopefully capture the needs and interests. We just recently implemented a maker space into our library. So we have a 3D printer, and we have a lot of hands-on learning activities. So it's our hope that by bringing students in with these other activities, they see the library as a place where they are comfortable, where they are welcome, somewhere they want to be often. And so because of that, we have seen our circulation statistics rise. I've been in my current library for 4 years, and over the course of the 4 years, our circulation statistics from students checking out books to read has risen.
Okay, so that's really about it. Thanks for your time. I think we really got a lot of information there. We got a personal opinion. We got to talk about the bookstore and how you're working at your library today. Anything else you want to add before we conclude?
No, I think you did a great job interviewing me. I appreciate you taking the time.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're going to end on that note.
Okay.
Thank you.